This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm Cody Oakes. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Well, they had those same kind of folk back in Paul's day because the devil's behind it. All these people who were here on that Book of Acts day, they all moved in power. And then Saul got saved on the road to Damascus. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost and he moved in power. And there are some people that didn't like his ministry. So he answered them. Such a good answer, God put it in the Bible for all of us. Turn to 2 Corinthians 3. And this is the clincher. This is going to really convince you now. Glory be to God. Glory. Oh, dear. Might even have to get letters of commendation to tell him Paul's all right. Imagine Apostle Paul had to have a letter from someone. He's all right. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Do I have to do it again, he said? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation, letters of recommendation to you? Or letters of recommendation from you? Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Paul had a powerful, sufficient ministry. And he says its power and its sufficiency comes from God. Who also hath made us able ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. If the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. He said, if the ministration of the law was glorious, remember how glorious it was when the law was given? The mountain was on fire. The glory, fire of God, the cloud was there. They watched it. Moses went up into it for 40 days. And when Moses came down with the law, his face shined. Now, these people he's writing to are Christians. They're believers. Somebody's trying to grab them back into some things. But he said, don't you know, on that same day, if the ministration of the law and death was accompanied with glory... Ooh, I'm stuck on this next scripture. I'm stuck on it. I think of it in the nighttime. Let's read it. Let's get up into it. Verse 7. If the ministration of death, the law, written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? There ought not be any other kind of a ministry in the New Testament but a glorious ministry filled with the glory and the power of God. They're fussing because Paul's got a powerful, glorious, sufficient ministry. And Paul's answer to them is, if the giving of the law was attended with glory, how shall not the ministry of the Spirit be rather glorious? filled with glory, filled with power. That ought to give you enough faith to go on. It's the will of God for my ministry to be powerful.
Amen.
Now hold your place and go to Galatians 3. We're going to get faith for the power of God. Hallelujah. It's coming right now. You feel it coming up in you? See, it comes up from this Word of God. Now don't lose 2 Corinthians 3 where you were. And turn over to Galatians 3. And remember here now, in Galatians 3, this is where we've been reading. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And number 3, the point of it all, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now go down to verse 5. Back up to verse 5. He, therefore, that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Since the day of Pentecost, the very same day that the law came is the very same day that the promise of the Spirit came. The Spirit was poured out. Now, since that time in the new covenant ministry is called the ministry of the Spirit. That's what you minister, the Spirit of God. Jesus said, Brother Copeland has done a masterful job of sticking with this until we're getting it. I hear people all over everywhere talking about the anointing. They're getting it. That is the ministry of the new covenant. It isn't any other ministry. In the new covenant, the Spirit comes. What was Jesus anointed with? The Spirit and with power. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me with the Spirit. The promise of the Spirit, the blood washed us. And at that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled them to overflowing. You're supposed to stay filled with the Spirit. But after that, all ministry under the new covenant is called the ministry of the Spirit. That's what you minister. Spirit and life. When you lay hands on someone, you minister the Spirit to them. When you speak, you speak Spirit words. The words of the Bible are Spirit and life. The new covenant is the ministry of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God is the power of God. So the new covenant ministry is to be, how shall not the ministry of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Amen.
Don't criticize me, Paul said. How shall not the ministry of the third person of the Godhead be filled with glory and power? Not that we think we're sufficient of ourselves. We don't. You have to walk in a true humility. But your humility, you're humble to the Word of God. You say that Word is true, even over man's word. And all ministry, it's God's will that all ministry of the body, I'm talking about when you're out laying hands on your sick neighbors. That's ministry of the Spirit. He said, these signs shall follow them who believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover, because they minister the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, and the Spirit of power. But see, we didn't believe for it. We didn't believe. You have to have faith. We just couldn't believe it. I mean, we've been worms for a long time. And we'd been taught, no power. The power, isn't this the devil for you? When the last apostle died, the power went away. Only power now is just to get you born again. Then, brother, you're on your own. No, Paul said, our sufficiency is not of ourselves, it's of God. Don't criticize us, he said. He said, if when they gave the wall, when they gave the law, the mountain was on fire and Moses' face shined. How shall not, when the Spirit came, how shall not our ministry be accompanied with glory? I want to tell you, it's the will of God that the ministers of the Spirit's faces shine. They did when the giving of the law. Bless the Lord. You've heard that story of Brother Jerry Savelle in the mall when that lady followed him around. But you're going to hear a lot more stories like that. It's the will of God written down in the New Testament. What we're establishing for you tonight, we're going to look at secrets of power and operating and moving in the glory. But we have to establish for you first, it is God's will, so you'll have faith for it. Hallelujah. Let's read on. I just love verse 8, don't you? Ooh. I'm sure Paul couldn't even imagine what happened to the church in all these years, how powerless they got. Because he couldn't even see that it could happen. He said, how shall not the ministry of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation, the giving of the law, be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Filled with God's presence, filled with God's glory, filled with God's power. That's God's will for the new covenant believer. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.